And I want to continue just a little bit longer this morning on the subject of love. As I mentioned last week about giving you a homework assignment, is love greater than the Ten Commandments? You know, a baker's dozen is 13. I figured that maybe 9 or 10 would be a government dozen. That's about how many people responded to the homework assignment, a government dozen. But in the midst of those, that handful of responses to that question, is love greater than the Ten Commandments? Each one was worded differently. And it showed to me a little bit, maybe, that the question was received through personality. It was received through the feelings of the individual. In other words, your response may be a commentary to the circumstances of your life. Some responded, or one person responded, I'm not going to mention names. One person simply responded that love is greater than the Ten Commandments. Another one said that love is much greater and gave a significant number times greater. And others responded with different variations. Some responded that love is the Ten Commandments. As I mentioned last week, that in 1 Corinthians 13, that chapter closes out by telling us that love is the greatest of the three things listed. And you stop and think about that, really just spend a little bit of time mentally dwelling on that verse, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Faith is so important. You and I aren't going to see God. You and I are not going to go to heaven. We will not make it to heaven without faith. And yet, Paul is saying that charity is the greatest of those three. Hope is vital, but love is the greatest of those three. We know in Scripture that God is love. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12 tells us that love covereth all sins. Isn't that a depiction of God's love? His love sent Christ to Calvary to cover our sins with His blood. And in the midst of His love, He wraps His arms around us, even as the Father did the prodigal son. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 gives us somewhat the same concept as what is spoken of there in Proverbs 10, 12. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And so Peter is perhaps quoting that proverb here and expounding on it to say that charity or love, fervent love among yourselves, is of vital importance above all things. See, these are some things that we know about love in God's Word. If we flip back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, Jesus gives us an incredible teaching here about love. He tells us in verse 43, as he is reminding his listeners about what they've been taught, he said, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." No, we haven't heard that. No, we haven't heard that because we are familiar with verse 44. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." That's quite a mouthful that Jesus gives us there. It's an incredible tidbit of teaching on love that Jesus is sharing with His disciples, with His followers. It's kind of tough. Love your enemies. Jesus goes on to explain why he's saying that, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? It's easy to love the ones we love. Or easy to love the ones that love us. And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And so Jesus has given us a divine standard of love in that last verse. And he's also giving us a life application in the previous verses. Where the rubber meets the road, he is explaining the necessity of love and how deep or how broad that love is to reach. Could we all admit that he's saying that love that he expects out of his followers is an endless or a boundless love, not limited by boundaries? And so when we look at God's Word, we can see that the commandments, yea, God's Word in its entirety, is full of love. We could say that God's Word is the sum of love. That God is love. So when I heard the words that love is greater than the Ten Commandments, I was hearing that love trumps the Ten Commandments. Which could or which would lead to love trumping God's Word or trumping God's law. And if love is greater than the Ten Commandments to the point that it trumps or goes above God's law, then it would be an effort perhaps to to be tolerant or accepting of all God's children in an effort to appease and to not make enemies. That's what I heard. Some of you didn't hear that. And perhaps, as I said, it was based on personality or based on circumstances. But what does God's Word say about love? We've already heard that it is the greatest of these, and there's nothing greater than fervent love among yourselves. But if it's leading to the point that we are tolerant and accepting of sin, whether it's sin in somebody else's life or sin in my life, and sin remains the same, whether it's in my life or your kid's life or my kid's life. Sin remains the same. It's not a matter that my kid couldn't do that, my kid won't do that, my kid is above that. No, it's a matter if my kid sins and does something wrong, your kid sins and does something wrong, it's still sin. It's not a matter that we don't love that individual, that we hold them at arm's length and spit on them and kick at them and push them down and push them away. It's not a matter of us, nor is it a matter of us embracing the sin that they commit. So what is it that we should be thinking about? Let me bring in another facet. God's Word tells us, on several different occasions, maybe I could say multiple occasions, God's Word tells us that there's many false teachers that can slip in unawares. Many false teachers that can slip in unawares. Having that thought in my mind, having that thought in your mind, I think it would be good for us to be cautious I think that with that thought in mind, we must hear what Jesus has to say about it. What does Jesus say about it? Mark chapter 12. Verse number 28, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him. Verse 29. The first commandment of all, or the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And, he said, the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But then he throws in another statement here that Mark records. He said, There is none other commandment greater than these. There is none other commandment greater than these. Jesus is telling us that we are to love God. Loving God in this instance, and in scriptural sense, really simply means that we humbly bow to His lordship. We humbly bow to His authority. We humbly bow as a servant to the Lord. Love God with all that is within us. And then He said to love our neighbors as ourselves. Somebody said that means think less of me and more of thee. Think less of me and more of thee. And then Jesus threw that in there at the end. He said there's nothing greater than these. Is love greater than the Ten Commandments? I can understand what some of you mean. But you see, the bottom line is simply that love is the Ten Commandments. Love doesn't reach beyond. The Ten Commandments don't reach beyond. They are mingled, tightly woven together. I don't know exactly where the question came from, but in what I was looking at, what I was feeling, and the person that said it, it raised alarms for me. And so I began to do a little bit of research to find out a little bit about the individual. And it led me to believe that perhaps there was a measure of false prophet coming in, or a little bit of false teaching coming in. I'm cautious. I want to be cautious about those things. Now, I'm not saying if you said that love is greater than the Ten Commandments that you are in error this morning. I'm not suggesting that. I said that it comes from your personality and in your circumstances and perhaps the direction that you were thinking. I just want to point us back to this particular thing, this particular point, that Jesus said love is what the commandments are made of. And that if we abide in the commandments, truly abide in the commandments, then love is the essence of our life. How can we say then that it's more important or less important when they both blend themselves together? Maybe it would boil down to, is love greater than the Ten Commandments, as something that really need not be discussed? Because love is the basis, the foundation. Not only is love the foundation, but it's also the building structure. It's the roof. It's everything about it. Because what we see is that the commandments or the Word of God or God is consumed or full or is love. And as we glorify our Father which is in heaven, His love abounds in us. Let's stand together.